Hello, welcome back to Jewels on the Hustle. Today I have special guest Jerrica Boone. You know, I've known her forever. She was always a top tennis player in the country, and then she played D1 tennis at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. She definitely is one of the very sweet, humble girls, hardworking. She was always a tennis standout, but now a fitness, health, beauty, and trainer standout. She is absolutely gorgeous. I have to tell you guys, since this summer, has increased her Instagram following by double. She's doubled that following. She's doing all the right things. This episode, you guys will definitely learn how to, you know, build your brand, how to reach your audience and following, while also learning some great fitness hacks. So enjoy, guys. Jerrica Boone.
Well, Jerrica, thank you so much for joining me. I've known you since we were little tennis monsters. Right now, you are a health, beauty, fitness model, and trainer. How do you like it?
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, that's a nice title to have.
It's just the truth, my girl.
Well, I like it a lot. I mean, I'm able to help people, and, like, I was actually shocked that you reached out to me. I'm like, damn, like, why she want to interview me? Like, I'm just doing what I love, and, I don't see it as a job, I guess, so.
That's when you
know. It's great.
That's when you know you're probably doing the right thing, something you love. The reason I asked you is because I like to have people from all different career paths on the podcast, people that hustle. And I can tell you're a huge hustle. The podcast is called Jewels on the Hustle. Would you say you hustle for what you want?
Yes, especially in the beginning, because I actually started the whole Instagram thing in March. I was playing professionally. I don't know if you know that. I was playing tennis professionally, and I was in Egypt. And then...
Were you in Sharm El Sheikh? No.
I was in Cairo.
Cairo.
But I heard the other place was way better than Cairo. So I was mad as hell when I'm like, damn, why did I choose the other place? Like, because Cairo was great. Like, it was really cool to see the pyramids. But after that, it was time to come back to the States. But the reason why I came back, because I was supposed to be there for another week, is because of the pandemic. And
So you were playing professionally this year,
yeah, in March.
My gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so then I came back and I had nothing but time, and I started with like 700 followers, and then I just started posting random fitness videos every week, and it just became a habit. And I started getting like responses. I'm like, oh wow, people are actually enjoying it. So then that's when I really got into it.
Yeah, you're growing, like, 200 followers a day, like, at least. I've been watching you.
I don't know how I do it, okay? Like, being modest, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I love it. You're so humble and modest. I think your fitness videos on YouTube or on Instagram are so great and helpful. You're obviously really passionate. I love that you use like the question tools and the other things on the stories to keep your audience engaged. I think those are all great things. So you're saying the pandemic kind of helped you get into this lifestyle. Did you always know that maybe a fitness YouTube channel or a fitness lifestyle was something you were interested in?
See, I've thought about this for a long time. I've been thinking about it for like a couple years, but this is random, but like in general, I've been wanting to do the whole Instagram thing, but I actually was in a relationship not too long ago, and you know, we talked about it, and he was like, oh, so you want to be doing that? All these guys are going to be in your DMs. I'm like, you know, so yeah. I was just hesitant about it. You know what I mean?
I totally get it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but it was like, and I was just afraid to even put myself out there too. Yeah. That's another thing. Cause I like switched my personal account to just a fitness account. Like I did like a whole 360. So I was just nervous, like, oh, like, you know, like normal things, like when you're first starting something, oh, what if people don't like it? What if people, you know, trolls and.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get that now, but now I'm just like, I don't care. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't have the confidence to really do it, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's only normal to get mixed messages, mixed reviews from people. Not everyone's going to love you. People are going to be jealous. There's everything we see. And the good thing is that we both have a strong tennis background. So we've dealt with a lot of crappy stuff in our tennis careers that's prepared us for anything else in life.
Yes. And I didn't realize that until I got older. I'm like, damn, like, that don't really faze me. Like, I'm good, you know? But it is because of our tennis background, especially tennis, because it's an independent sport.
Yeah.
And, like, you're out there by yourself. Like, it's all, you know, it's not a team sport. No one's helping you. So, like, yeah, I didn't realize how it really built my confidence.
100%. And I think that the right guy will come along and accept your full package. You know what I'm saying? If he, you know, was worried about someone being up in your DMs, like, he's got to trust you and accept your package. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I got a little going on now, so, you know, we're good.
That's good. Yeah, that's great. Would you say you get a lot of feedback or response from the public? What's been, like, the main vibe?
Well, obviously, they're like, oh, can you train me?
Are you certified?
Yes, I am certified.
Very nice.
I got it as soon as I got back from Egypt. So, yeah, I just got on it. Like, I don't waste any time. You know, we had nothing but time, so it was like, might as well. So,
yeah,
I am certified. But definitely, like, the common question is, oh, can you train me? And it's like, you know, you got to watch who you respond to, because some people just want to be around you.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, I actually do want to train you. I don't just think you're, you know, attractive. I actually want you to train me.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's like the common question. And, you know, your DMs come.
Yeah, you got to filter it out. So can you talk about the process of getting certified? Was that an online course for you? How many weeks?
It was an online course. I got certified through ISSA. So obviously, you know, I did some research. I was asking around. I think that's the less expensive certificate.
Okay.
It took me about 2 months.
Wow. Solid.
Maybe less than 2 months, because, I mean, since I had nothing but time, like, I was doing it every single day. Because it's like a class, like, because the deadline was, like, November, but I'm like, there's no way, like, I'm going to finish this way before November. You know, it was like I was in school, so I'm like... And then I was also into option trading, and yeah, that's a different story. But the certificate, it took me about 2 months. So.
And you said it was less expensive than some other programs. I saw it could be quite pricey.
Yeah, it could be like well over $1,200 sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I just took the least expensive route because of my background, you know, like I was an animal science major, and plus, like, I've been around sports my entire life.
Exactly.
So, like, a lot of the questions on the test, like, I already knew just because of my background, not because of the book. But I obviously did learn something. You know, there's always something to learn. So, yeah.
Are you into nutrition as well, or is it mainly just the fitness?
I am into nutrition. Obviously, it depends on your goals. Like, I've switched up my nutrition a lot these past, like, few months. Like, so, like, when I have a photo shoot, I don't ingest as many carbs. And it was really challenging, like, my past photo shoot, because I usually shoot with this photographer in Atlanta. And
he does a great job.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And I'm very comfortable with him, because it's like, you don't want to just shoot with any photographer.
No way. You know? Yeah.
So, yeah, he's great. But so I always have, like, a little... diet right before then, so I was on this diet for like 2 months.
Wow, that's impressive. What? So you said low carb, or yes. Can you just run us through a day of what you would eat on a typical day?
Yeah, sure. So for breakfast, I would typically have oatmeal, but I would measure it, so I would only have like a third a cup of oatmeal. And then, okay. So, which isn't a lot, no brown sugar, just plain oatmeal.
Plain oatmeal. Bananas, berries, nothing? Just oatmeal?
Nope. Well, and then there's certain fruits that have way more carbs.
I like bananas, fruits. Probably.
Bananas have a lot of carbs. Mangoes, and I love mangoes, had a lot of carbs. So the only fruits I could really eat are like blueberries, blackberries, and strawberries. So, but everything in moderation, obviously. But I definitely couldn't eat other fruits. So then I would have like 2 eggs with it, and then lunchtime, because I would try to eat like 4 meals a day.
Yeah, that's challenging. Okay.
Yeah, it's challenging, but so then after that, I would obviously work out, and then for lunch, for the other 3 meals, I would just have like a meat and vegetables. So wow. And I did it for 2 months, girl. I'm like,
you have to measure everything.
Yes.
Jeez.
People don't know. Like, they think I just like,
no.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, I just have a fast metabolism. No, I am dieting.
I give you so much credit. I could never. I love my carbs. The biggest thing for me, for females, you know, the biggest problem is the lower belly fat, I have to tell you. And I'm sure, you know, you've experienced it at some point. You've seen it. Is it about diet mainly, would you say? Or is it more about, you know, the abs or the cardio? What do you think? Or both?
Well, it's definitely both, but I think the way your stomach look has a lot to do with your diet. For sure, your diet. Because, like, there's this thing called spot reduction. So if you go to the gym and you only work on your abs, like, okay, yeah, let me give you an example. So
give
like,
me.
If you put butter in a microwave, like, everything is going to melt. It's not going to just be, like, one side. You know, it's kind of similar to, like, you know, your abs. Like, if you just target your abs, like, you're not really going to see results. Another example, like when you lose weight, sometimes your face shrinks a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not like face exercises like this. Like, and that's just, it just happens. So it's like, you know, you want to target all parts of your body.
That's such a great example. I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but for me, like everybody's metabolism is different. Like I know it has a lot to do with my diet. And, crap, I lost my train of thought.
You good. Diet. Diet's a big thing. So do you ever let yourself have any cheat meals? Or what's your favorite cheat meal?
I love Oreos.
Oh.
I love Oreos. And, like, after that shoot in Atlanta, because I was in Atlanta last weekend, as soon as I finished, I went to go get some Oreos. It was amazing. And then I had some fried chicken the next day. Like, girl, I'd be going in. Because, it's like, for 2 months, I'm not eating what I like to eat.
Oh, like, it's 2 months. Wow. Would you say that each day maybe gets a little bit easier? At first, it's really hard, and then your body adjusts?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, obviously, you'll have cravings. Like, you know, we're women, so, you know, that time of the month comes and stuff, you know, so it's like you have these like weird cravings.
Yeah. For me, it's always Popeyes.
Girl.
Oh, that is the best chicken sandwich you'll ever taste.
You know what's crazy? I've never had that chicken sandwich.
What?
I just like the honey and biscuits.
I never had that. But you have to try the crispy chicken sandwich. You will never go to Well, Chick-fil-A is good too, but I have to tell you, Popeyes, it's got that X factor.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta try that chicken sandwich on my next cheat day. But now, what's crazy is that, so I don't have any events coming up, like photo shoots or anything, but I just like naturally went back to my diet because I've gotten so used to it. So I've changed it now. Like maybe I'll have a cheat meal once a week, you know, like, but because I don't want to like keep doing this to myself and I don't have a shoot coming up, but when I have another shoot, it's like those cheat days. Like I gotta be strict about it. Cause you know, I want to look good.
You want to look good. And then you want to also live life at the same time. You have to have that healthy balance, I guess. Are you into that all that fall stuff, like pumpkin spice, or that's not your thing?
That's not really my thing.
No, you know, pumpkin spice lattes for... Jericho, do you drink coffee or tea in the morning, or what do you like? What starts your day?
When I was in college, like my last semester of college, I was in this calculus class. Because I, for my major, I had to take calculus, but I was like saving it till senior year because I hate math. Like, I really do. And but bad idea. I would always suggest, you know, I would tell people, you know, get your hard classes out of the way, you know. But so I waited. So I would stay up all night just studying for Calc, like all night. So then that's when I start getting hooked to the iced coffee, the French vanilla iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ice
all the time, all the time. But then I like gradually got out of it once I graduated. So. No, I don't drink coffee anymore. I just, like, I have pre-workout, obviously. And plus, like before work, I work out and stuff. So, like, that's kind of, like, my energy boost.
That's your, so, yeah. So, if you don't have coffee, you don't have tea in the morning, you're saying your early morning workout gives you that immediate energy?
Yeah.
What motivates you to, you know, get out of bed and onto the next thing? Do you have a goal?
I do have goals. I have a lot of goals, especially this year. So right now I'm working on my portfolio. So I got to do headshots and everything. And then I'm going to start sending it to agencies because I do want to model for like bigger companies.
As you should.
Yeah. And I'm even like probably going to start my online store as well. So yeah. So, you know, I got to have my body right.
Of course.
Like myself, like I want to look like my pictures when people meet me.
And I feel like you do right now. I really do feel that way. I have to be honest. But yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's not a problem with you, but other people, you're like, wait, that this is you? You don't look like that last post. I'm confused.
It's a lot of them out there. You know, yeah. It's a lot of them out there. But, you know, I actually want to look like myself. And, like, obviously I'm competing with myself. Like, my body's completely different from when I first came back from Egypt in March, because I was eating nothing but bread over there.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. It's when you go to such a foreign country, you want to stick to things you know. I'd say, yeah, bread obviously is a worldwide common food. And also at a tournament, you're like, I'm not trying to get sick right now. I flew all this way. I'm not trying to get, as you said, it's an individual sport. There's no sub-ins if you're not feeling good. Yeah, so it's all out on you. Are you saying, so are you done with tennis or you might play some tournaments?
Right now I'm just taking a mental break.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, I've been way happier.
Yeah, no, I
doing what I'm doing.
It's an emotional roller coaster, unstable as hell.
Right, and you know, like, tennis is stressful, and then, like, especially starting out in the pros, like, a lot of people that don't play tennis don't know, it's like, it's not like you're getting drafted, you know, so you're by yourself, like, you gotta pay for travel, gotta pay for gear, a coach, hotels, like, I mean, it's really, really hard starting out, like,
and
mentally. Exhausting. So
yeah, on this podcast I've spoken a lot about what people don't see, you know, the hard stuff. They see, you know, Serena Williams winning the U.S. Open on Arthur Ashe and it's all luxurious, but they don't know the starting out points are, I don't know how to describe it, unlike any other sport in my opinion. It's very lonely. It's very expensive to bring anyone. It's a hard life, you know. Like you said, when you're drafted, you get paid regardless. In tennis, you don't even get paid for trying your best. If you lose, bye-bye. You know
what I mean? Right. Too bad. You broke. Oh, wow. See you next week.
Yeah. See you next week. And then, like, then you have to find practices the rest of the week, and you see other people around you winning, and it just...
It could kill your confidence.
Oh, absolutely. So are you finding your lifestyle now is helping bring out that confidence that maybe tennis kind of stomped on?
Yes. I've never thought about it that way, but since you put it that way, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's tennis. Beautiful.
Yeah, tennis. I mean, I love tennis, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's been a part of me for, I don't know how long, forever.
It's like I said, like, since we're little tennis monsters.
Back. Like, I came out the womb, you know, playing tennis, you know, like, so yeah. I love it, but right now, I think my mental health is way more important.
Yeah, and for you guys listening, Jericho was always a top nationally ranked player. So in the United States, you know, up until 18 and under, she was always top in the country. A big deal. So hearing her, you know, switch lives, not switch, but kind of
transition
and expand, I'd say, because we're not Xing out tennis. We're just waiting for that comeback tour, maybe in a few years or a few months.
Yeah,
it's so nice to hear that you're building on another passion of yours. For me, that's media. So happy to hear this. Let's talk a little bit about social media. We were kind of discussing it before we started airing that people really, you know, put their best foot forward. They post their highlights, the good stuff in life. Do you feel like you have a nice, healthy balance between showing, you know, the good stuff and then maybe the hard work and the hustle?
Oh, that's a good question. I got to think about that. Yeah. I mean,
I know you're just starting out, feeling your way.
Yeah, like, I mean, for my Instagram, I don't post anything personal.
Okay.
Because, like, for me, I don't like too many people in my business. And that's just a preference. But, like, I want my page to strictly be for fitness. Like, I want people to come to my page and they're motivated to work out. So it's not so much like, oh, like, one of her family members, like, passed away or anything. You know, like,
right.
I'm looking for that. Like, I just want people to come to my page. I want to really emphasize how important, you know, health and fitness is.
So and it's like, professional.
Yeah, it's very professional. Like, obviously, I have a Snapchat, and, like, I'll put more personal things on my Snap. Like, you know, maybe, like, you know, like, random pictures.
I know what you mean.
And that's why I was saying in the beginning, like, I was afraid to really switch my accounts, because I went literally from personal to, like, straight professional. And so that was just, like, a huge jump. It was such a radical change, you know? So, I'd like to think I have a pretty healthy balance. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd like to think so.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... Oh, sorry. Continue.
I mean, I was just going to say, obviously, there were days where I didn't feel like taking videos. And
yeah.
But, I mean, it probably didn't show in my video.
No, like, it doesn't.
People always think I'm, like, amped, you know? Like, I'm just always ready to work out. That's definitely not the case because, like, I am human.
Oh, are you?
I'm not always ready to work out, like... Like, there's so many days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I do not feel like doing a video. I don't feel like doing a shoot. Like, and like, it doesn't really show in my videos, obviously, but it's like, I was thinking it. I'm like, damn, I don't want to be here right now.
Right.
I mean, I think it's normal. So.
How do you go about, you know, your content? Do you ever film ahead or is it just daily? Like, you have your light stick, tripod, or do you have a film crew filming you?
Oh, hell no. Working my way up to, you know, the film crew. But, you know, it started with, like, my mom, honestly. Because I was living in Florida for a couple years training. And so I literally moved back to Chicago in March when I came back from Egypt. And then I was like, hey, can you just start filming me? But, you know what, really, it's just started off with, like, I started propping my phone up. And
there you
then
go.
She would occasionally record me. And that's how it started. But now it's like, you know, since my following has grown a little bit, like, it's easier to find people to do it for me. And, what was your other question? Sorry.
I just said that, you know, some days you might not feel inspired. Do you film the content ahead of time or do you do it day by day?
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I definitely don't do it day by day.
Yeah.
Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pick the day. Because I also work, so I'll pick a day, like, today would be the day to, like, really get all of my shots, like, the photos, the videos, and then I'll post. So I film on a weekly basis. Like, when I have more time, like, eventually in the future, I'd want to have, like, a month worth of material so I don't have to do anything. Like, But just to be clear, I definitely work out every, like, 6 days a week.
Yeah, but so. Sometimes you may not want to have to film every day, but of course you work out every day.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. 6 days a week.
So I'll pick one day to, like, do all of my filming.
Of course.
So I can edit and everything, because people don't realize how hard editing is.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you get trolls, it's like, you don't know how hard I've worked on this. Like, you don't understand.
No, seriously. Jewels on the Hustle? Gamma on the Hustle? We needed a tennis equipment brand that was on our level. Behold, Gamma Sports. Gamma offers the best tennis strings and grips in the industry, along with a full line of training, court, and stringing equipment. Even 40 years later, there are patent processes, superior design, and string technology gives players a distinct edge over the competition. You know why? Because Gamma understands that athletes have a lifelong need to grow, perform, and strive for excellence. So guys, go to GammaSports.com and use my code JULES20, J-U-L-E-S 20, for 20% off your purchase. I've been using Gamma for 15 plus years and it has changed my game. Gamma will never stop innovating and improving their technology, and that will enhance your game. So what are you waiting for?
We were up pretty early this morning when we were messaging. What's your, do you have a routine of a bedtime and wake up?
Well, now since I started this new job, I have split shifts, so I'll finish my work around 8:30. So then I'll come home and I'll start getting ready for the next day, because I start work at 9, but I always work out before my job. So I'll wake up at like 5:30.
No. No way.
Yeah.
5:30. You heard her. You heard it here first. 5:30, and then you go to bed around what, 10?
Yeah, 10:30, something like 10:30. That. I mean, so I naturally woke up. So then I was like, man, I'm ready to do this podcast. Like, let's go.
Oh, girlfriend, thank you.
Yeah. Message me, like, you want to start earlier? Yes.
You're like, yeah. I didn't want to, like, on your day off, I knew today was one of your days off, I didn't want to, like, you know, pick something super early, but I can't personally sleep past 7 now that, you know, I'm not practicing every day. It's still a great way to, tennis is a great way to stay in shape, obviously, but, yeah, I don't have to sleep as much. So what, wait, where are you working?
You said, where am I working?
Yeah, or what kind of work do you do?
Okay, so I just started at LA Fitness. So I'm a PTC. I think that stands for personal trainer counselor. So I started last week.
Oh.
So yesterday was actually my second official day, but I was in training for like over a week. And I actually got someone, like I sold to somebody, like my first sale. So I was like,
congratulations.
Thank you. So I was like really pumped, you know, because I took him. So basically, like, you call people, get a lot of calls, you have to interact with a lot of people, and, like, they'll tell you their goals, and then you take them through a workout, and then you just introduce them to all these different plans.
Yeah.
And he's your person, because the first two times, you know, they're like, nah, I'm not interested, but the third time, like, I got him. I'm like, yeah, now I'm really feeling myself, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, split shift, so that's why I was telling you, like, you know, like, it would be hard to do it during the week.
Absolutely.
Tired, and I work out in the morning right before work, so you know
I hope you use the fact that, you know, you're a top D1 athlete and a professional tennis player. I hope you use that to attract your clients. You better,
girl, you know. Yes.
Milk that.
A resume.
Good. Good.
I played for Illinois. I played professional for 2 years, like,
exactly. Yeah,
I definitely use it, definitely.
So have you
about it? It's true.
No, it's true. And let me tell you why I'm saying this. You've heard of, you know, Melanie Udan, the girl that made it to the quarterfinals of the US Open. She's a tennis coach right now, right? And she doesn't use the fact that she made it to the quarterfinals of the US Open to attract her customers. I'm like, girl, you're doing it all wrong, you know? You know how much that stands out?
Right, you tripped. She tripping.
She tripping. Yes, I told her, promise me when we get off this episode, we had it during quarantine, I said, promise me you will start bragging about yourself. She's so humble and nice, and I'm like, you gotta, you know, you worked for that. You gotta use it. So I hope she is now.
Right, it's cool to be humble, but if you're trying to make money,
that's
in business, like, it's different. Like, you could still be humble. You could just casually throw it in there. Yeah, you know, I made it to the quarterfinals in the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I made it to the quarterfinals. I know what I'm doing. I promise. I got you.
I'm good.
Yeah. So the last thing I'm going to ask you about social media is, what do you think was the biggest part of the success of growing the following? Do you think it was the consistent posting or helping other people with their workouts?
Obviously, you know, just staying
consistent. Or looking smoking hot.
Consistent posting, and you know, like, yeah, what you said, I'm not, you know, social media is extremely shallow, people are shallow, you know, like, so it's like I kind of had to place myself in that world of being shallow. Like, I kind of have an idea of what people like, because you know at the end of the day, you gotta know what your worth is, you gotta know, like, why you're doing this, and like, you just have to know your worth, you know what I mean? But if you're on social media, you kind of have to care what people think. Like, you kind of have to care how people are going to respond to your post. So you got to think about it, you know? But obviously, you know, but you still have to have that confidence within yourself, even when people don't like your work, you know? But, I mean, yeah, definitely the way I look, I do, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I do use it as an advantage.
Of course, like, you should.
My legs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you gotta flaunt what you have.
Exactly. 100%.
And, like, I'm just being honest about it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm just the baddest one out here. But it's like, you know, like, you have to use what you have.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree. Now, my follow-up question to that is, you know, obviously we have connections through tennis or followers from tennis. Are you ever afraid, not afraid, but wondering, you know, those girls maybe have seen you on the tennis court more in a tomboy look. For me, I always wonder if I post this, like, what are they going to think? Like, I know it's bad to think that way. Like, obviously the new followers appreciate it, but then you're like, what are the old people think?
The rest of old people are like, yes, girl. Like, the last picture I actually posted on my Instagram, I don't know if you saw it, I was in, like, a Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, yeah. That was good. I like that.
Girl, like, when I tell you, I was talking to all my close friends, I'm like, I shouldn't post this at all. Like, yeah. I was so nervous. So, it's like, I feel like even when you do have a decent amount of followers, like, you still get nervous about certain pictures. Like, and it's like, it comes out of nowhere, like the most random pictures. Like, okay, I posted a picture like this before on my Instagram, but for some reason, this picture is like, I'm not looking right. So it's like, and it's like, when you've been doing this for a while, you kind of become a perfectionist. At least I do. So it's like, I see everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for things, like, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I'm definitely a tomboy, if you do know me. So
I know that, but it doesn't show, I'd say, in your social media.
I'm definitely a tomboy, but it's like, you know, and I try to show that sometimes on my account, but it's just, I don't know, I'm just going with the flow right now. Like, I'm just going with the flow.
You're just enjoying the new lifestyle, the new spotlight even. Are you starting to, you know, make a business out of it? I hope you're making some money off of it.
Yeah. I am making a little money. Like, people ask me to do promos and everything. Like, yeah, I'm definitely making a little bit of money. I mean, I'm only at 12K, so it's like, it's not like crazy money.
It's not really about where you are at now. It's just how fast you got there. So you know that it's going to keep going. Like, I'd say, I mean, I don't know exacts, but I know, I feel like I reached out this summer. We were talking about maybe doing some sort of collab. You were right about where I was, maybe, like at 6,000, and now you've doubled that. So, I mean, you're rapidly moving.
I mean, yeah, you have to post consistently. Like, you there have it to is. Post. Even the weeks you don't feel like posting, the days you don't feel like posting, you just have to post. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying before, like, you know, the look department, like, I hate to say that.
It's so like, true.
It has something to do with it, and I'm just being honest. So
we appreciate honesty.
Like the main thing, like just staying consistent, even when people aren't really rocking with your stuff, like you still gotta keep posting because you know people change their minds. You know, like I've had people refollow me that, like when I was at 700 followers, I didn't even know they unfollowed me, and then they refollow me. Like when I started like growing my Instagram, I'm like damn, like. Should I follow y'all back now? Like,
no.
I'm like,
you're like, if you weren't with me during my tomboy, you ain't gonna be with me during my what's it called? Not my highlight, my glow up. There we go, glow up.
I'm like, damn, I didn't know you unfollowed me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what, and tennis people and, I don't know. It's just a very salty community. One time I was advertising this this butt exfoliator. It was from Mega Babe. It's called like an exfoliant. And obviously I didn't put the camera on my butt. But I just said that I love this stuff. It's really good. Not that anyone really cares. But I can't tell you how many people said this is really cringy. And I'm like, you know, there's this button on my profile and it's called unfollow. Like, go ahead. I challenge you. Go for it. So, she didn't, but I did. I unfollowed her because I'm like, no hate. No hate zone. No hate.
They won't do it because they still want to look at your content.
Yes.
You know that they love your content, but they got something to say. It's like, okay, unfollow me then. Like, do this girl... like maybe a couple pictures ago, they commented on my picture talking about how I'm ugly or whatever. But then I clicked on their profile, and they're following me. I'm like, okay, y'all crazy. Y'all are really crazy.
Goodness, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's honestly. I believe so much in getting rid of the toxicity. Is that the word? The toxic people in your life. And obviously social media attracts a lot of that, especially, you know, I'm not, you know, posting the fitness photos that you're posting, but I can only imagine the types of messages you get. And I guess the most important thing to do is just remember who your true friends are. And as long as you're loving it and the overall feedback is positive, because like you said, it doesn't matter what they say sometimes, but you know, you got to work yourself, and seems like it's working out. So you said are you still in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm still in Chicago.
Are you ever
back to Chicago?
You know, we need to get you to New York. If you ever want to do a shoot in the concrete jungle, I got you covered. I got photographers in New York that would love to shoot you. What if you did like a fitness shoot like in the city? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, it would.
Fly you out.
Because I've never been to New York. So my mom was actually talking about going to New York next year when, you know, COVID calms down a little bit. Because I'm going to school next year.
And you're going to school. Where are you going?
A school in Maryland.
Very nice. For a master's or?
Yeah, master's.
Very cool.
So she was like, yeah, you know, we should go to New York beforehand. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Why not? You know, because I've never been. But
you have to hit me up.
Similar to Chicago, but obviously, I feel like there's way more culture in New York than Chicago. So.
Well, I've never been to Chicago, so I understand what you're saying. Like, you've never been to New York seems surprising to me, but, like, to you, when I said I haven't been to Chicago right now, you look surprised.
Yeah, that really shocks me. And back to the whole nutrition thing, like, you know, like, I'd like to think we live in a world-class city, you know, mm-hmm. like, the food and everything. So it's, like, it's really, it can be really challenging sometimes to just be on specific diets.
Yeah.
Because of where I live as well. But, you know, it's all good. But yeah, the shoot in New York, that sounds lit.
Right?
I would definitely be down for that. Obviously, everything just needs to calm down. And then, you know, I'll pull up.
Yeah. So, last question I'm going to ask you. What are some of the things you like to do outside of work, just, you know, with your friends or anything that just you enjoy?
What I enjoy? Okay.
Yeah.
Before the whole pandemic, I loved going to movies by myself.
Oh, that's a mood.
Yeah, it's definitely a mood. Like, I feel like when you go by yourself, you appreciate the movie more. Because it's like, you're not, like, if you go with someone, you're not looking to your right or left to look at their reaction, but you're just like, however you react, that's just how you react. And it's like, I don't know, I feel like you focus more on the movie. What else do I like? I like reading.
When I do
have time, because obviously I've been really busy right now. But the last book I read, I think it was the autobiography of Malcolm X. That was a pretty good book. I really enjoyed that book. And right now, what am I working on? I can't remember his name. But anyway, yeah, I enjoy reading.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I actually downloaded Duolingo, so occasionally, because I'm trying to learn Spanish, because I've only taken French classes, so I know more French. I'm really good at reading French, but
yeah,
Did
you start French in college or since college?
Grade school, grade 3. I took it from grade 3 until grade 11.
Because
I was going to minor in French in college, but you know, I was on a tennis team and I just didn't have time, and it was unfortunate, but you know.
Tu parles français?
Un peu,
parce que j'étudie français à l'université de Virginie. I studied it in college. I was one course away from minoring, actually. One course. Do you want to know why I didn't make a minor?
Why?
Because this class was so stressful, and I was like, I can't do it. And then I was like, I can. Like, this professor, don't you hate when a professor calls on you when you don't know the answer? And then, you know, everyone that's in college is so smart. And, you know, I'm this, like, tennis girl that spends most of my day on the tennis court. And I'm like, I don't know the answer. It's like, it's in French, too. And I'm like, I don't even know what he's asking. So bad. I was so embarrassed sometimes. But, well, that's life.
That's so cool, though. You were one course away. That's great. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So did you ever meet somebody in French? Like, well, if some French, like, only spoke French and a little English, like, would you be able to interview them?
To interview them? Oof. So to be honest with you, maybe 4 years ago when I graduated, it would have been a lot easier. I feel like I haven't practiced with anyone in 4 years. A lot of it I've lost. I'm going to be real. If I could prepare and, you know, write down the questions, I can do it. But I can't off the top of my head be like spitting out the questions with the French. Like, I have to, prepare, I'd say.
Yeah. You gotta think about it, yeah. Okay, cool.
Like, I think in English first, and then I have to translate in my head. Whereas, you know, I feel like when I was at school, I could more think in terms of French, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Because you were in an environment.
For 4 years, I took, you know, 1 to 2 classes per semester.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. And for now, for 4 years, since 2016, I haven't spoken French for more than 5 minutes. This was like the more French right here than I've had it like in 3 years. So
girl,
so I want to thank you so much for coming on here and speaking with me. I don't know if you've let me just smell your shirt. I don't know
You're probably gonna have so much more press coming, but I'm just so happy that, you know, as my friend and as your friend, we can do this. Like I mentioned earlier, we've known each other since we were young. I remember as a tennis player, you had the smoothest ground strokes. Like, so smooth.
Really? You think so?
Your contact point was always, and your head, like, doesn't jerk. Like, you're always, you know, just so smooth. So relaxed. Would you say that?
I wish you could have been telling me this while I was playing tennis.
Girl, you're my competitor. I can't do that. I'm not gonna, you know, hype you up while you're on the other side of the court. What do you want from me?
Yeah, you're pretty intense yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You're very intense.
Yeah, I'm very intense.
Yeah.
A little scary, actually, probably.
You played aggressively. I think,
aggressive with a forehand.
Yes.
Forehand.
Yes.
Forehands all day. Hits my backhand. I think, oh shit. You had your backhand was nice.
Yeah, you had a nice serve too. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I played you in a match and I didn't hit 32 double faults.
Is that what happened when we played each other last time?
I don't think so, but I've had matches like that. Did I double fault a lot? I wouldn't be surprised.
I can't remember.
The serve is so stressful. Second serves. Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for having
me. Thanks, girl. Hello, my hustlers. Boy, do I have some great news for you. So the other day I was practicing with this girl and her eyelash falls off mid-practice. That's right, her lash popped off. And I thought, Julia, what are you going to do? And that's when I turned to Play Your Court, because you get to play more tennis and improve your game while the tennis is brought to you. You get set up with practice partners nearby that are similar in level. So that's right for all you lazy folks thinking, I don't want to drive far to practice. Well, no excuses. You get unlimited matches, no drama, and custom video coaching tailored to your needs. So let's say you're having a hard time with your forehand inside out or your serve, Player Court has you set. And you actually end up saving more because you get insider pricing on balls, rackets, grips, shoes, string, bags, apparel, pro tickets, and more from the top tennis brands. All you have to do is go to playyourcourt.com and answer a few easy questions about what you are looking for. Use my code, you're welcome, capital Julia, J-U-L-I-A, all caps. And you get 50% off your yearly subscription of $49.99. And just monthly, you can get it for $5.99. Again, you're welcome. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Player Court and their YouTube page, Play Your Court. You are welcome. Ball out, guys. Honestly, what a total stud. That was really fun. You know, as much as I want to have her body, can't like cut out carbs. Like, I'm not gonna go as far as saying like I'm a carby Barbie, like some people say on Instagram, but I'm definitely a carb obsessor. We will leave it at that. I just really always say that I appreciate girls that are able to transition from tennis to other, you know, distinct avenues of life. Obviously, fitness is not way different. It's always, you know, keeping your body in shape, your mind in check. But I love seeing how tennis skills just translate into other parts of life. As she said, you know, tennis stomps on your confidence. But the way that she just, you know, you see her right now and then obviously on Instagram, although, you know, the way you're seen on Instagram doesn't count for that much. The way I just saw her right now, she's just loving life. She's living it up. And you can just see she's just happy. So very excited to see how her brand keeps growing and just to see where life takes her. But as always, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Jewels on the Hustle. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review. If you have any comments, questions, anything,
You can email me at JulesOnTheHustlePodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at JulesElBaba. Other than that, see you guys next time on Jules on the Hustle.